WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's a variation on the new release show. Instead of new music, I have for you today tunes from my top 10 albums of the year, which include songs from Fur, Nick Waterhouse, and Abby Ozzard. For the second and third hour, yes, I'm back on schedule. It is an eclectic blend of new folk, indie, alternative best of singles from 2019. Now, on with the show with the tracks for you from my top albums of 2019. We're going to get kicked off with Tallies. Tallies are an indie new pop jangle pop mixed gender foursome from Toronto, Canada. They were formerly known as Thrifty Kids. I first found them in October of 2018 with their fantastic single Mother. They have just released their record label debut full-length album in January of last year. Their first single, Mother, is also included in that collection, but I'm going to start the show with the album's second single, Have You, here on the best of albums of 2019 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I wanna move right up.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Freeform Radio from Tufts University. That is new stuff, the latest stuff from Girl Ray here on the retrospective for 2019. Girl Ray is three ladies based in London. They play some nice indie alt-pop. I first found them in October of this year with their song Girl, which is what you just heard. That was the first pre-release single and the title track of the album of the same name. When they released the full disc, I glommed on to Show Me More. That was the one that was slid in the middle there. Also in there was the other track from Tallies, and that was Mother. Next on the best of 2019 is Jovial. And Jovial is a talented singer-songwriter born and still living in North London. She launched her debut single, Dreamboat, in May of this year to some wonderful reviews. That led to the release of two more singles, Taste of the Heavens and Ride Away. Those two I featured in my show already, and you're also going to hear them next. All three of those tracks, plus one more included in her debut EP, The Crisis, which officially dropped September 6th. Let's start it out with Taste of the Heavens here on the best of 2019 from Jovial here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I've born so pure, This is what it means to have everything at stake. As long as you're with me, you'll never feel this free.
Maybe this is what it means.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is what it means.
Maybe this is what it means.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is what it means.
Maybe this is what it means.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is what it means.
Reform Radio. From Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK here with you at the 2019 10 Best Albums version of the new release show, included in music you might otherwise miss. We finished that four-song set with the latest from Abby Ozzard. Abby Ozzard is an alt dream pop shoegaze singer-songwriter from Manchester, England. She launched her debut single, Average Disguise, back in January of 2018. Since then, she released a series of singles in 2019, and then all of them being included in her debut EP, Growing Pains, which officially dropped on September 27th. We heard there the title track, also Heartbreak Radio, and the second song from Jovial from her The Crisis EP, that was Ride Away.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola. Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Next up is something from the band called Pinky Pinky. And Pinky Pinky is kind of a throwback indie garage band. These three gals are from Los Angeles, California. They play some straightforward raw rock and roll, and considering it's just drums, bass, and lead guitar, it's pretty impressive. They launched their debut EP in 2017, followed up with an EP called Hot Tears a year later. 2019 saw the release of their debut full-length album, Turkey Dinner, which had a street date of June 14th. Songs I have from you from Pinky Pinky are Do Me Dirty Charlie and Mr. Sunday. Top 10 music from Pinky Pinky here on the best albums of 2019 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Suffering in my head. It's all
New music there from Fur here on 91.5 Freeform Radio, WMFO from Tufts University. It is the music you might otherwise miss, top 10 of 2019. Fur, they're a new pop quartet out of Brighton in the UK. The very new band just got signed to Nice Swan Records. And they were able to release some music in 2018 because of that association for 2019, rather. They were able to put together their self-titled debut album. That was called Angel, or Him and Her before that. And then Angel Eyes also squeezed their Mr. Sunday from Pinky Pinky. Anyway, nice stuff from them. We're going to keep it moving here, but we're running shorter on time, so I'm going to just play one song from like the next four artists, and they are called The Growlers. They are next up. They're a five-piece band out of Southern California. I read that they listed themselves as an indie rock outfit, which I guess could be a descriptor, or however I think of electrified folk might be more accurate, but it's hard to describe music. What I feel may not be what you feel. Anyway, they have released six studio albums, with the latest being Natural Fair, came out on October 25th. This is called The Pulp of Youth, here on the best albums of 2019, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Never about the taste before. It was a hunt for
Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at the 2019 10 Best Albums version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We finished that two-song set with a track from the Harmalese. Harmalese are an indie folk pop duo currently based in Nashville, Tennessee. They are Haley Grant and Kaylee Jasperson. The band is a mashup of their first names along with the word harmony. It's quite clever. They recently self-released their sophomore effort, She Won't Make Sense, in August of this year. Had a couple choices, but ended up going with Don't Panic. Next up is Nick Waterhouse. Nick Waterhouse is back with his fourth studio album since 2012. The new album is self-titled. It came out on March 8th. I played the pre-release single Song for Winners back in January, and the full album dropped later on, as I mentioned. And I played another cut called I Feel the Urge Coming On, and that's what I'm going to play now. But I have to tell you, like, I've seen this guy like four times, and you have to know is that I don't see bands often more than once, because I'm a snob, but I really like this guy. He puts on a fantastic show. So if you get a chance, check him out. So, new top 10 music from Nick Waterhouse here on the best of the albums of 2019 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, TK here with you. Let me slip in one more from the top 10 albums of 2019 from Hobby Club. Hobby Club is a mixed-gendered indie jangly bedroom pop duo that makes their base of operations in London. They're Beth Triscott and Joe Rose. I first found them in February of this year, and then they later released their EP called Video Days on March 6th. I was really taken by a couple tunes, specifically Bedroom, and this one called for Maurice. Of course, stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of the 2019 retrospective on Hear Music You Might Otherwise Miss.